Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Evan Bressler, and he is the safety director. We're going to be talking about different precautions and such that can be used and that you should be aware of during power outages. Evan, unfortunately, this is something you have to deal with.
A lot of the times, yeah, especially with winter ending soon, it's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah.
Without it.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky with the ice this winter, but the winds and everything come into play a little bit more this time of year.
They do, yeah. And I know we have a heavy operating tree clearance that we use as well, so that seems to help the outages, but unfortunately, just you can't account for everything.
Exactly. So so give us some tips of what kind of things we should be aware of, especially during power outages.
Yeah, well, I'll start at home. Just make sure you have essential things at home to prepare yourselves. Have water and food, batteries, flashlights, first aid kits, all your essentials,
mm-hmm.
a cellular phone. If you have a landline, they're still out there.
They are.
At home, they still have those things.
Right.
Power might be out and the landline still might be working. So.
As long as you don't only have cordless, you still have to buy one of those old plug-ins.
Still have to have those.
Yeah.
But really, if you're out during the storm, trees coming down on lines, another thing we see is car accidents. Cars hit poles.
Oh, okay.
Comes down on top of a car. The biggest thing is stay away from all down lines because you don't know what is power or phone or cable. Yeah, so play it safe and just keep as far away as you can.
Yeah, they all kind of look the same to us non-professionals.
Yep, I say let the professionals clear them and mm-hmm. make it safe for everybody from there.
I know something that I have read and you can confirm is if a line comes down on top of your car, the tires protect you, so you stay in the car, right?
Yeah, if you stay in the car, you're protected. If you have to leave the car, let's say the engine starts catching on fire, there's smoke coming in, you have to exit, open the door, and without stepping on the ground, you have to physically jump without touching the car and then to the ground.
Okay.
So exit the car and your foot hits, then you are now the path to ground, and that car is no longer your protection.
Right.
So if you have to exit, make sure you jump a clear distance from the car without touching the car.
Well, that makes sense. Also, tell us if there's any special things we can do as far as our appliances in our house.
Yeah, if you have generators, that's the big one. Make sure they're installed correctly by a licensed professional.
Okay.
Thing we see is a lot of backfeed if they're installed or wired improperly. Because, nobody wants to go without power.
Right.
You have to have it hooked up, we understand.
Right.
Just make sure it's hooked up correctly to prevent that backfeed.
Yeah, because otherwise, when the power comes back on, you're going to lose some of your appliances, probably.
Exactly. And that's not fun either.
No.
Owner's insurance plays a part. And that's just nothing anybody wants to go through. But, if you don't open your fridge or freezer, that all the contents in there should be good anywhere between 24 to 48 hours, which seems a bit excessive, but it's legit.
Yeah, and I understand that, we have a big chest freezer at home. The fuller it is, the better it works.
Exactly, yeah. So the more contents you have in there, the more efficient it runs as well.
Right. So another great thing, I guess, to have on hand, and maybe even in your car and in your home, of course, is a little mini first aid kit.
Passing them out here at work coming up next week, but all of our fleet vehicles have them. It's just another safeguard to have, even for personal use. If you guys go out on family vacations, you go out and go camping, it's just good to have.
Exactly. Well, I know the storms that blew through, down south have kind of brought this to the forefront in people's minds of, what do I have in my house? Where do I go in my house? And just having these little backups available for, a power problem or, other catastrophe. So it's always a good idea to just have a little checklist and have it stashed somewhere.
Exactly. And keep it refreshed. So, it comes back down to just doing your inspections on things. If you have a fire extinguisher in your house, make sure that you're inspecting that to make sure it's working properly if the time comes that you actually need to use it.
Right, exactly. We had a first aid kit that we'd never used. I think it had been in the trunk of my car for a good 10 years. All the wet wipes are dry. I mean, just things you don't really think about. That, yeah, it's a good idea to check those supplies a little more often than that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and again, don't be excessive. You know, check it every week or every time you get in the car. But
right.
Maybe once, twice a year, just...
At least.
Make sure they're not too far expired.
Yeah, maybe one of those when you check your batteries, check your first aid kits. It might be a good reminder. So, you know, we want to, of course, advise everyone to get a hold of Midwest if you're a Midwest consumer and let you know about any kind of power outages, but also let you guys do your jobs.
Yeah, I say if you do have to report your outages, which we recommend because that's the only way that we know where the power's out, include as much detail as you can in those phone calls.
Yep.
Or text, however you report the outages. But when we are out there working, yeah, work zone safety is vital. So I know everybody wants to go up to the linemen and try to inquire on when the power is going to be on, but they're working as hard as they can, and it's a very dangerous position that they're in. So
exactly.
Keep them beat. It's only, you know, it's safe for not only the customer but the employee as well.
Exactly. Well, Evan, we appreciate your bringing us up to speed on some things that we need to consider now that we're coming into a little bit different weather pattern.
Yeah, no, hopefully we don't get too much bad weather this way, but it's Michigan, we never know.
There you go. Well, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.